opinions expressed over WRNG North Atlanta are not necessarily those of Ring Radio management or Ring Radio advertisers.
If you believe that Dr. Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, and a handful of other very prominent people are still alive, still affecting world decisions, then according to our guest this hour, you have been duped. Our guest has been a frequent appearance on Ring Radio in the past, on numerous other talk shows across the country. His name is Dr. Peter Beter. That's not a spook. That is his real name. You probably heard most about him a few years ago when he charged that Fort Knox had been plundered of all of its gold. Today, some of the charges he's making are, if anything, even more sensational. Dr. Beter, we're glad to have you. We're talking with him, by the way, from his Washington, D.C. office. You truly believe, sir, that Nelson Rockefeller was murdered, Henry Kissinger and his wife Nancy murdered, David Rockefeller, Megan Marshall, and the rest of the crew, all of these people have been murdered in the last few weeks. Is that correct?
Good morning, Chip. I can hardly hear you up here in Washington. However, I did get the gist of your question. The people that you have mentioned are now dead.
Why? Who murdered them?
That's a good question. It's so complex that it's probably impossible to air it on the radio. But the main thing, the bottom line, is that a coup d'etat has taken place beginning in the last 8 months here in the United States. A coup d'etat against the ruling people, the real rulers of this country. And it is a prelude, Chip, to a revolution which is going to take place, which is going to begin to take place in the middle of May.
Of this year, next month.
It is in the process right now, and the only reason I am speaking out against possible death threats is that I want the American people to know what is going on here in the United States, a real takeover by certain people in order to not only take over all the assets and powers inherent in the United States, but also to prepare for a nuclear war with the Soviet Union.
We'll get into that in a moment, Dr. Beter. Now, when you say that Nelson Rockefeller was murdered deliberately with a one bullet shot to his temple, people, some, will accept that. The man is dead. There was a lot of confusion and mystery about when he died and how he died. But when you say that Henry Kissinger is dead, we just heard of him on the 10 o'clock news. We've seen him on television in the past few weeks. How can you claim that Henry and his wife were on a flight weeks ago that was blown out of the air?
Yes, that's a very good question, Chip. Number one, we are living in an era of doubles, lookalikes, real ringers. This is not any new aspect in the intelligence field. As a matter of fact, one of the important things that is going to come out next few months is whether or not Rudolf Hess is in the Spandau prison in Germany. And I will comment on that a little bit later. But the point is, these people are dead, and because they must keep up the charade, Chip, not too long, they can't keep it up too long, but they can keep the charade going for at least a month or so until their plans are formulated and take effect.
All right, Dr.
Sure, you hear, I've mentioned also in audio letter 44, which I sent you, how a television program performed a hoax on the American people in order to create the illusion in the myth that Kissinger is still alive. I know exactly how his double came into this country, where he is from, and is a part of the great plan in the intelligence communities that are now fighting among themselves.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Beter, we're going to pause for a few messages. When we come back, I want to tell you all a little bit more about our guest, Dr. Peter Beter. I've not made up the man or the name. He has appeared on talk shows around the country a number of times. He's got a very interesting background. Essentially, what you will be hearing in the next 50 minutes on Ring Radio is that the Rockefeller strike for power has been disarmed, that the family members and close allies, many of them, are now dead, and that a coup d'etat, a revolution against this power, is now underway. If you've got some questions, and I'm sure you're going to have plenty, the number's 261-9764.